This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is speaking to the UN Security Council for the first time Tuesday at a meeting certain to focus on what appears to be deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine by Russian troops. The dead were discovered after Russian forces pulled out of a town in the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and have sparked global outrage and vehement denials from the Russian government that it was responsible. Along with Zelensky's address, Tuesday's Security Council session includes briefings from UN Security Council Antonio Guterres and UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday said Russia inflicted horror on the people of Bucha. Speaking to reporters as he left for Brussels to attend NATO meetings, Blinken says what the Russian forces did in the suburban area near Kyiv was no accident.
What we've seen in Bucha is not the random act of a rogue unit. It's a deliberate campaign to kill, to torture, to rape, to commit atrocities. The reports are more than credible. The evidence is there for the world to see.
Blinken says the U.S. and others are collecting evidence of what he calls are a deliberate Russian campaign of murder and torture in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday he expects more atrocities to come to light in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to retreat from areas around Kyiv. Stoltenberg said, "We haven't seen everything that has taken place because Russia still controls most of these territories. But when and if they withdraw their troops and Ukrainian troops take over, I'm afraid what we'll find." Moscow has denied accusations of killing civilians in Bucha. This is VOA News. The UN Migration Agency now estimates more than 11 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since Russia's invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The International Organization for Migration, in its first such full assessment in 3 weeks, says that more than 7.1 million people have been displaced within Ukraine as of April 1. That comes on top of the figure of more than 4 million who have fled abroad, as reported earlier. IOM says more than 2.9 million others are actively considering leaving their place of habitual residence due to war. The tally marks an increase from mid-March of more than 9.7 million people displaced internally in Ukraine or driven abroad. Ukraine had a pre-war population of 44 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden's U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson secured the support of two more Senate Republicans late Monday as she cleared a procedural hurdle towards becoming the first black woman to serve on the nation's top judicial body. Republicans Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Utah Republican Mitt Romney joined Susan Collins of Maine in saying they would vote to confirm Jackson to a lifetime seat on the court later this week. They also supported a procedural 53-47 vote to bring her nomination to the Senate floor after the Senate Judiciary Committee deadlocked on 11-11 along party lines on whether to advance the nomination. Their endorsement came after Collins last week became the first Republican senator to announce her support for Jackson. Jackson is expected to win the backing of all 48 Democrats and two independents, giving her a majority of support in the 100-member chamber. A day after it was revealed he owned the largest stake in the social media platform Twitter, slightly more than 9% of the shares, Elon Musk has joined the company's board of directors. According to a regulatory filing Tuesday, the Tesla and SpaceX founder will be on the board until at least 2024. As a stipulation, his board membership, Musk won't be allowed to own more than 14.9% of Twitter shares while on the board and for 3 months following a departure from that. From his Twitter account, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal said Tuesday, "I'm excited to share that we're appointing Elon Musk to our board," the Twitter chief said. "Through conversations with Elon in recent weeks, it's become clear to us he'd be a great value. He's both a passionate believer and intense critic of the service, which is exactly what we need." After the announcement, Musk tweeted, "Looking forward to working with Parag and Twitter board to make significant improvements to Twitter in the coming months." Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is speaking to the UN Security Council for the first time Tuesday. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.